Welcome to the Claim Your Space podcast. I am your host, Belinda Aramidi, and I share my experiences as a multi-six-figure business owner and coach so that you too can learn how to build a business in alignment with how you want to live your life. If you're tired of hustle culture and ready to start saying yes to dreaming big and achieving even bigger, then this is the podcast for you. Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode. I am really excited to talk to you guys about people pleasing. This episode here is for my people pleasers. And if you're a people pleaser, you know who you are. You know you're the kind of person who will contort and change and adapt to the needs of all of your clients. You create courses that, you don't really want to create, but somebody asked you for it. So you might as well. You take a call at a time that you don't want to take, whether it's 5 a.m. or 5 p.m. or 9 p.m., because you have the ability to work with people all over the world. And what's really interesting about people pleasing is that for a while, it gives you exactly what you want, which is the adoration and the love and the admiration of those who you work with. But unfortunately, people pleasing is unsustainable and it becomes the thief of joy. Because around here, we're all about building businesses in alignment with how you want to live your life. And if you are taking calls and you don't want to take them, building service offerings and products that you don't want just because somebody asked you for it, then the business is no longer in alignment with how you want to live your life. The business is in alignment with how everyone else asked you to live. And if you ask me, that's no way to live. And it is certainly not a way for you to get to that next level in business. So today I'm going to talk about a few things that you can do to help get over being a people pleaser. Because instead of focusing so much energy on what other people think and what other people want, I want you to take some of that energy and I want you to turn it inward so you can start focusing on what is it that you want? What is it that you need? How is it that you actually need to live in order to build a business in alignment with how you want to live your life? And that's the perfect segue into the first thing that I want to talk about, which is I need you to start paying attention to your needs and your behaviors. Okay. So how is it that you're feeling when you're doing things for your clients? Is there a particular offer that you have that when you sit down and you, let's say, for example, you're a copywriter, but you hate writing social media content for people? You sit down and it takes you a really long time to get started. Your energy is just bleh. Are you feeling depleted in certain things that in certain things related to the delivery of your services? Or are they making you feel energized? Or are they making you feel guilty? I want you to start paying attention to your needs and your behaviors. So maybe it's listing out all of the things that you do in a day, all the things that you do in a week, things that you have to do monthly, and just writing down, is this giving me energy? Is it taking away from my energy? Another thing that you can do is I want you to find small ways to challenge your behavior. A lot of times when you're a people pleaser, you tell yourself that you literally have to behave this way or you're not going to have any business. I used to tell myself that. I used to offer my coaching services 6 days a week. 6 days a week. It didn't work for my schedule. I had at the time 3 small kids. My kids are a little bit older now, but not that much older. And I offered my coaching services 6 days a week at crazy times. Like whenever my clients said they were available, I wanted to make myself available because I didn't want to lose the business. And so I told myself I had to work 6 days a week until eventually I said, this is unsustainable for me. So I'm going to take 2 of those days off of my coaching calendar. So now instead of being available on a Saturday and a Wednesday, I was now unavailable to my coaching clients. And I asked my coaching clients that were on those days, I said, hey, I need to make a shift in my schedule. Is it possible for us to make a move to either a Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday, Friday? I didn't lose any business. My clients were so incredibly accommodating. And it allowed me to challenge the thought that I had in my mind that my entire business was going to fall apart if I didn't make myself completely available at all hours and all the time for my clients. So I want you to think of and find a small way where you can challenge the people-pleasing thoughts that you have. If in your mind you feel like I have to do this or my clients are going to be so upset, I want you to find a small way where you can challenge that thought and see how it goes. The third thing I want you to realize when it comes to changing your behavior as a people pleaser is that it's going to take time. Chances are you've been a people pleaser for the better part of your entire life. And it's going to take time for that ship to turn around. Think of it like a large cruise ship. Those ships don't turn around as quick as a tugboat. So I want you to give yourself grace. I want you to give yourself grace as you start to set boundaries in your life around what your life is now going to look like as someone who isn't so eager to people please. Give yourself time. But then moving into this next point, I need you to realize that you're going to have to give people time around you too. When you're that person who conforms to everything that people want, whenever it is that they want it, and now you're not, you're now a different version of yourself. And it's going to give them a visceral reaction too, like, oh, so you're not just going to do that right when I tell you to do it? And that's a normal reaction. But you have to stand strong in what it is that you want to do, which is being more in alignment with what your needs are, in addition to being considerate of other people. You're not a bad person. You're not an ignorant person. You're not a rude person for setting up boundaries that are more in favor of what it is that you need. Because guess what? Boundaries allow you time to fill the cup to which you're trying to pour for others. You get to show up as a better version of yourself when your offers are more attuned to your strengths and how it is that you want to show up for your clients. You have more available when you tell your clients, these are my working hours and this is when you can expect a response from me. Because it means you get to show up in the other areas of your life that matter to you. It means you get to show up in other areas of your business that matter to you. So understand that as you set up boundaries, people around you are going to feel a little uncomfortable until they get used to it. It's like your favorite store. When their hours change, at first you're like, this is ridiculous. This is so unfair. But because the store is a good store, you adapt and you realize that, okay, I can't go shopping at 7 a.m. I've now got to make it happen at 8. They will survive. And you will thrive because of it. Another thing that you can do is I want you to start analyzing your client relationships. Okay? Take a look at what it is that you're actually doing for your clients and make sure that it's alignment with what it is that you agreed to when it is that you started to work with them. Because what happens is when we start going too far above and beyond what it is that we're being paid for, we end up feeling resentment for towards our clients. And it's not their fault. It's not their fault that they're enjoying the fact that, hey, your coaching sessions now run on instead of 60 minutes, but for 3 hours, you guys just get to kick it, right? But you start feeling resentment because now you have less time to do other things in your business. Above and beyond just your client relationships, I want you to assess your personal relationships too. Do you feel like you're not having the support at home that you need? Have you spoken up about the support that you need? And remember, people may not like it at first because you're establishing a boundary. You are changing. But people adapt really, really well. if you give them a chance. So I want you to start analyzing all of your relationships and making sure that you are getting what it is that you need out of the relationships as much as you're trying to give, and make sure that they have everything that they're getting from the relationship too. Another thing that I want you to do is I want you to consider therapy. I know for me, when I stopped being an active people pleaser, it made me feel really, really uncomfortable. It started bringing up a lot of anxiety, because for me, when I was a child, I felt like I was responsible for the outcomes of literally everything that was happening around me. And so I used people pleasing as a coping mechanism, as a way to control outcomes of everything that was happening around me. Being in therapy has taught me that that is an absolutely normal response for a child, but as an adult, it's not very helpful, and you get anxious about things that you don't need to be anxious about anymore. So for me, anxiety and people pleasing, or not people pleasing, and a heightened sense of anxiety are really closely tied together. And so if you find that as you're trying to be less of a people pleaser, your anxiety is literally going through the roof, you may want to consider therapy. And I want you to grab your journal, and I want you to ask yourself these two questions. You ready? All right. I want you to write down what people pleasing is giving you. We all do things that serve us in one way or another, right? Smokers smoke, even though smoking is bad for you. The science is there. Smokers smoke because it may help calm them down. Maybe they're doing it for social reasons, right? So even though it is not as detrimental to their health, it is giving them something that they value, right? So I want you to really be honest with yourself and ask yourself, what is people pleasing giving me? And then I want you to write down, and this one is probably the most important prompt, is I want you to write down what people pleasing is costing you. For me, when I assess what people pleasing is costing me, I realize that people pleasing, when it all boils down to the nuts and bolts of it, is people pleasing is costing me my peace of mind. People pleasing was leaving me exhausted. People pleasing was allowing me to create a business that, when I looked at it, I hated it. I had all this outward success, but I didn't like what I was doing. And I was too afraid to say, no, I'm no longer going to do business this way. So it's really important for you to figure out, how is people pleasing serving you? But you need to get real honest with yourself about how people pleasing is costing you. And you have to decide, is people pleasing worth the cost? Is it enough? Is what you gain from being a people pleaser, is it enough for what it is costing you in your business and ultimately in your life? So let's go over the 7 things that you can do to help yourself if you find that you are a people pleaser in your business. I want you to first start paying attention to your needs and your behaviors. How are you feeling when you're doing things? Are you feeling more energized? Or are you feeling depleted? The second thing, I want you to find small ways to change and challenge your people pleasing behaviors. Don't try to build Rome in a day, but find little subtle things, ways where you can stand up and say no. Number 3, I want you to realize that it's going to take time. Like I said, don't try to build Rome in a day. Number 4, people may not like it because you are changing. Give them time. Give yourself time too. I want you to analyze your relationships, both your client relationships and your personal relationships, and see where are the ones where you're giving just a little bit too much. Number 6, consider therapy, because for me, people-pleasing and anxiety. I used people-pleasing as a way to kind of calm my anxious nerves, and it just wasn't enough anymore. Then number 7, I want you to write down in your journal, what is people-pleasing giving you? And more importantly, what is people-pleasing costing you? Anyways, as always, I hope that that episode was useful or helpful to you in some way. And until next time, I'll talk to you later. Bye.